In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.
This great day of the raising of Lazarus, the prelude to Palm Sunday, our Lord on his way to Jerusalem stops in Bethany. Bethany being a small town outside of Jerusalem, which is probably today sort of a suburb of Jerusalem, something similar. And our Lord had friends there, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And Lazarus had already passed away, had been in the tomb 4 days. And we remember him as Lazarus, the 4 days dead. And Christ would raise from the dead on this glorious day. And I believe later on, he would become bishop of the church. I think a bishop in Cyprus for a time. St. Lazarus. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come is a statement of our creed, which means it's a statement, a fundamental statement, a belief of the Christian faith. Christianity has always believed not simply in the immortality of the soul. It believes in eternity, in the eternal life, but not simply that the soul goes on bodiless somehow, but indeed that our life is reconstituted, is brought back together, is reinstated, is renewed, is glorified in the general resurrection of all. The great 20th century theologian, Father George Florovsky, speaks of the resurrection. He quotes St. Gregory the theologian, who speaks of the general resurrection as the ultimate fulfillment of history. The time will come to an end. Just as seeds will mature and shoot forth, the resurrection of the dead is the one and unique destiny of the whole world, of the whole cosmos. One for all and each, and a universal and Catholic reality. And he said there's nothing naturalistic about the resurrection, but rather it's the power of God manifest. The power of God will raise the dead. And it will be the new and final revelation of God, of his divine might and glory. And that the general resurrection is the consummation of the resurrection of our Lord, the consummation of his victory over death and corruption, the life of the age to come. We are still on the way. We are still on the way of hope and expectation. But even the saints in heaven await the resurrection of the dead. They anticipate this new unfolding of the reality of their lives in eternity. That the seventh day of creation finally will be inaugurated forever. A day of rest, a day of fulfillment. St. Gregory speaks of it's when the fullness of mankind, when mankind attains fullness in terms, in a way he says, in terms of the number of souls that fill up the universe, he says, then the general resurrection will come. And so it's a mystery. We don't understand how that unfolds, but he speaks of a plenitude of souls will return from the dispersed and formless state to an assembled one. And the very elements will be reunited in the self-same combination. The general resurrection of the universal resurrection of us all. So the raising of Lazarus, brothers and sisters, is the promise. It's the foretaste, it's the preview, the promise of the resurrection of the dead for all of us. Yes, it's a pointer to Christ's own resurrection and his power over death. But indeed, he brings all of us with him. He wants to raise us all up together with himself and to reveal his great power. And when we celebrate on Pascha night, the hymns of the church are pointing us to the reality that occurs today and that occurs at our Lord's resurrection, that indeed life has victory over death. That death is no longer a dead end. Death no longer holds us captive. But indeed, Hell has been bound. It has been chained. And we have been freed from the sting of death and from the hopelessness of death. And Christ has manifest that power as he does indeed in the life of Lazarus, in the life of and in his own resurrection life. Many other saints after the Lord raised people from the dead. They performed the same power was manifest of the Lord's resurrection power. And so it's all a promise, it's all pointing to what is to come. But now we live and prepare and we work towards our transition, knowing that this life is not all there is. This life is not but a preparation for the eternal glory that is to come, when the Lord will raise up each and every one of us and raise us all. Through the prayers of our holy father Lazarus, the 4 days dead, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day. Amen.